Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Left of Straight Show with your host, Scott Fullerton, as we discuss everything under the rainbow sun, from LGBT issues to foodies, entertainment to books. Join us as we talk to some of the most interesting leaders and celebrity LGBT guests and allies on the internet. So grab a cocktail, it's always happy hour somewhere, and enjoy the show. Now, here's your host, Scott Fullerton.
Well, hello, everybody. You know what? I really need to get an intro. We're 4 weeks into the show now, and I still don't have an intro for this new show. Shame on me. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Standing on My Soapbox, the call-in show where you are the star. You guys are more than invited to call in, talk about what's been going on for the week for you, talk about good things, bad things, rants, raves, anything you have to talk about. Phone number is 347-989-0126. This is our Wednesday show, just to kind of let loose and see what's going on out there over the past week and get your thoughts out on it. Mondays and Tuesdays, Left or Straight Show, nice and mellow, and have some great guests. We're going to have the amazing Eric Restivo calling in just a couple of moments from West Hollywood. He's the bar manager of Flaming Saddles out there, an actor, a singer. He does it all. So he'll be on in just a minute here. So going to be exciting stuff. Talk about whatever you want to talk about today. We're going to talk about a little bit of the Republican election, what's going on in LGBT news, all sorts of fun things happening. So hope you will give us a call and be part of the conversation. Again, the number to call in, 1-347-989-0126. You'll be able to hear everything on your phone as you're waiting. And then when you're ready to talk, just hit the number one. I'll see you want to say something, and we'll bring you on into the conversation. So going to be a good show here. We're going to have Eric on just a couple seconds. Let's play a little bit of a song here to get you started and get you in the mood, get you up, get you moving. We'll do a little Annie Baltic. She has a little nice music going on, a little peppy music. This is going to be Annie Baltic, All by Myself. We'll be back in a couple minutes with Eric Restivo, listening to Standing on My Soapbox. Come join me.
La, 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 la. Wanna stay in bed and laugh at all the clips on YouTube. Eat popcorn and text, yeah. Covers on my head, yeah. FaceTime until I fall asleep. This week, guess I shouldn't be complaining. Put my cares away and let me free. Be me. You can close your eyes and daydream. OMG, amazing.
Cotton candy, what a wonderful life it is. There's no need to
coaster. Jump on your bed.
Jump on your bed.
Stand on your head.
Stand on your head.
Act crazy all by yourself. In solitaire, let down your hair. Oh,
alrighty, that's Annie Baltic with All By Myself. We are back. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox, and I have a co-host standing on my soapbox with me today. Everyone, welcome from beautiful downtown West Hollywood. It's Eric Restivo. Eric, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Scott. I am so happy to be back.
I am so happy to have you back. You are so much fun, and I thought, hey, we're starting this new show, and you are just Mr. Pop Culture out there in the center of it all. And
oh, thank you.
Have some fun. I like
thank
bringing
you.
People
yes,
on.
Yes, I got to interview Tara Reid yesterday on The Rock, so that was like a whole bunch of pop culture in 1 hour.
I want to hear all about that. I watched the show. Her voice is funny in person as it is over the air.
Yeah, her voice is just as funny in person as it is over the radio. She sounds like she has been smoking a pack of cigarettes since the day that she came out of the womb.
It was funny. It's like it was a combination of that and a helium balloon all at once. It was just very cute. But she seemed kind of coherent and everything. What did you think? What was first impressions from you?
I loved her. I absolutely adored her. She was normal. She was easy to have a conversation with. She knew her shit when it came to Hollywood life. And she was real. You know, she was just a real, genuine, kind of nice gal. It was way easier than I thought it was going to be, especially with what happened earlier on the week with her walking out of the Jenny McCartney interview for VH1 or Sirius XM, whichever it was for. So we were a little nervous, but she was great. We're going to have her back.
I had not heard that. Oh, what's that story? What happened there?
I guess when you're a big time celebrity and, you know, you say yes to, you know, radio appearances or anything like that. Normally the host of the show is normally briefed on what to talk about and what you can and cannot say. And I mean, it would be the same for anyone. I mean, if I was being interviewed, there would definitely be things that I would not want to be brought up. And I think that that's what happened. I think that they ignored the PR's wishes for Tara, and she walked out, essentially.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's a good thing about being a nobody here in Northeast Ohio. I don't know anyone well enough to have any rules. I don't go through publicists. I get good friends like you and Alexander, and we just talk the shit, you know?
Absolutely.
Keep it real.
Absolutely. Well,
that's awesome.
Us,
it sounds like you had
stories.
A great time on the show. I saw hidden behind Alexander last night, you had our birthday boy today, Brandon Liberati, was there. Did you guys go out for a little birthday celebration at all?
We did. It was Brandon's night, so we did whatever he wanted to do, and that was eat. So we did that. And then, you know, they came to the show. Naomi was at the show. It was fun. It was a very family oriented type of night. It was a great night. We were missing you.
Well, I love those boys. They're so nice, and Brandon is just such a sweetheart. So I'm glad you guys had a great time.
It was great. It was a lot of fun. You know, Brandon cuts Naomi's hair now, so we're all
same
field.
Oh yeah, wait. I actually saw that on his I think Facebook feed. He was showing his little blowout there. So yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, they cut and colored her.
Very cool. Naomi's awesome. I mean, have you known her long? She just seems like such a real person.
No, she's great. So I met her a long time ago before I actually it was like the first time I ever co-hosted Alexander's show. And I was like afraid to say anything, you know, and I was afraid to like be myself because I didn't know who was listening and who wasn't listening. And Naomi was my first guest that we interviewed. She was the coolest right from day one. And she's just, you know, kind of like Tara Reid in the sense that she's just such a real human being, and could care less about, you know, the materialistic aspect of Hollywood and the industry that goes along with it.
I love it. That is so cool.
It's fun. I did try to get some info out of her for the new season of American Horror Story, but unfortunately nothing is confirmed yet.
Oh, man. That show is – she is – I mean, talk about unrecognizable and getting into character. Goodness gracious. She's amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing, and she should have won all the Emmys that she could have, and maybe one day she will for that goddamn role because she is amazing. And if she's listening, I love you, Naomi. She probably is. So cheers to you.
There you go. Well, this show's a little different. Like that little fun, like I told you off air. Mondays and Tuesdays, we get to interview fabulous celebrities and personalities like yourself. Wednesday, we just kind of shoot the bull. We talk about what's happening the past week, what's happening in pop culture, what's happening in news, things that are of note to us, and just have a little fun. So it is a call-in show. So anyone listening out there, feel free to call in. The number is 1-347-989-0126. Go ahead and call in, hit number one on your phone when you get in, so I know you want to speak, or you can just listen and we'll go from there. Let's talk about a couple things going on in the news.
Let's talk.
First thing I want to talk about, we have the Republican convention going on, right? Are you a political guy or not?
I can be for the means of this conversation, yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty I've like been a political junkie for a long, long time. And so obviously I'm a diehard Democrat just because it most coincides with my values and everything, being an out LGBT person. So
right.
The Republicans have always been on the opposite side, but you kind of don't want to, I wish that we could get back to where we were just opponents in elections and not on every frickin' issue that's out there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I think that's a smart thing to say. Are you going to segue into the famous speech that is trending right now?
Now, which one is that? At Melania's?
Yes. So today, the newest update is that as of today, the campaign said that one of their ghostwriters admitted to actually adding Michelle Obama's segments of the speech.
Wait a second. A Trump person admitted to a mistake? You may have to pick me up off the floor here. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, a Trump person in their campaign admitted a mistake. So get up out of your seat.
Oh, my goodness. That is crazy. Did you hear about Third Eye Blind last night?
No. Tell me.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Third Eye Blind, whether you like them or not, they're a fun group. They have some great songs, right? They were a guest. They were invited to perform at the RNC. And it's like, you know what? I kind of like you guys. Send me off now. You should go to your little college tours because you're not as popular as you were anymore. You're going to the RNC convention. Well, they get there, and guess what? They don't play any of their hits except for Jumper. And then they start calling everyone out and saying, you guys know science is real, right? And you know you should accept gay people, right? And they totally just took over the RNC and called everyone out on their shit. It was so amazing.
Oh my God! And I just saw an insane video from there as well of a woman holding up a sign that said "No racism, love all" or something like that, and they were covering her like they were taking American flags and blacking her out almost like and trying to cover that. I'm not sure why they would want to cover a sign that's promoting, you know, love and no racism. I don't get that. It feels to me that any time
your phone's cutting out just a little
step.
Bit, Brandon, you might want to check where you're at. I don't know if you're in a low Wi-Fi area, but your phone's cutting out just a little bit there.
Can you hear me better now?
Barely. You keep hitting out.
Ooh, hold on 1 second. I'm going to switch phones, Scott. Hold on 1 sec.
Wi-Fi areas. That's a little better.
Hello, hello, hello.
There you go. Now we're back. Now you're back.
Better? Gotcha. So what I was saying was that it kind of, to me, you know, I'm really not the most political of men, but what I can say is that anytime we take a step forward, this campaign is proving to take, you know, 3 steps back, the Republican Party, and it's not a good feeling.
Right, right. Well, I love you, little Dan Savage. You know how Dan Savage has his column and pretty out
yes.
there and a great activist for the community. He has called out over the past couple of days and done a really good job does in calling out both the log cabin Republicans and like the Green Party and Libertarian Party. Log cabins, he said, okay, you've been around for almost 40 years now, and this is the most divisive, most anti-gay platform ever this year. They have not only put gay conversion therapy into it, but they put in, of course, that marriage should only be between one man and one woman. So the log cabins are a total fail as far as he's concerned. And
right.
then as far as everyone, like the people that are going, well, I can't do Hillary, I can't do Trump, I got to go green or I got to go libertarian. He says, you know what, why do we only hear from these little son of a every 4 years, why don't they start being a state rep or being a city rep or being a councilman, except they want to get for the big stage, and then they just throw everything to chaos because you know they're never going to win, and they make the people that you want to win not win. So it's crazy.
Well, it's also, you know, scary to think that, like, this is the worst on the log cabin Republicans. This is the worst on any LGBT issues that we've ever had in history. You know, it's worse than the GOP platform in 1980 when the religious rights, and it's worse when AIDS was, you know, the hysteria was at its peak in 1984.
Right.
And it's a scary thought to think that it can only get worse from there on. So, you know, regardless of whom everyone is voting for, you know, when that day comes, it's incredibly important to actually get out there and vote. My fear is that many people will just not vote at all.
I agree.
And then something bad could happen from that, you know, and something that's not meant to be could happen from people not going out there and getting their voices heard. So it's a scary thing, and it's happening right now.
Exactly. And it's like, and you know what? I mean, I hammer it a lot and I'm very political, but as long as you're in your convictions and you really don't believe in something, you got to do what you believe, but you have to understand this is the year of the Supremes, man. The Supreme Court is what it's all about. I'm asking for one time to really put aside your feelings and know that the only party that's going to get any type of equal rights for not just for us gays, but for women, for minorities, for anybody. The president we can kick out every 4 years. The Supreme Court could be 20, 30, 40 years down the road. You're still dealing with all that baloney you have to deal with because they get some high-profile cases that can really forge or take away rights in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah. It is scary, and it's even scarier to think that women could have the right of, you know, anything taken away from them, to think that they wouldn't be able to make their own choices with their own body because of who is the president is all something that is what I mean when I say we're taking a step backwards here.
Exactly. All right. Well, we ranted on the Republican Party. We'll move on to a couple other things. Let's take a quick little music break. We don't want to bore our things there. We're going to play a little Blake MacGyver. I love you,
little
Blake. A little mother. Play a little mother from Blake there. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Standing on Our Soapbox. We have our special guest, Eric Restivo, standing on the soapbox with us.
Hello.
Feel free to call in 347-989-0126. When we come back, we're going to talk about Ghostbusters and stuff in the news. But here's a little Blake MacGyver and a mother.
Mother told me, listen, child, my beauty is the sea, and my anger makes it wild. A star will burn until it dies. My earth will shake until I make all my children cry. Mother. Frozen, watch me. Die.
Blake always puts those pregnant pauses on there. I never know when the song's over or not. He's amazing. That's a little Blake MacGyver with Mother. We are back with Eric Restivo. Be sure to call in, guys, at 347-989-0126. Otherwise, it's going to be all Scott and Eric all the time, which isn't a bad thing, but hey.
No, it's not that bad.
Exactly. Well, let's get into a little entertainment news, my friend. You're right there in the heart of Hollywood. Let's talk about Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters came out last week. A couple interesting things there. We find out that maybe one of the characters is gay. One of the characters in real life is getting like a lot of backlash. And the drag queens have parried it already. Leave it to the drag queens. So let's start with the character. Have you seen it yet? Because I have.
I actually have not seen it yet, but I have done my research on the characters, and I also am pretty well educated on what's going on with the Twitter rants right now as well.
Awesome. Well, let's start with Kate McKinnon, of course, from Saturday Night Live, actually gay in real life. Her
hilarious in real
hinted,
life as well.
Yeah, Carrie hinted at being gay, and I guess the producer, Paul Teague, or he, however you pronounce his name, came out and said, yes, she is today, officially, from what I read. But
I
don't know much about the character.
Planned,
what do you know about the
or
character?
Or if it was something that was kind of an afterthought just because of the choices that Kate actually made with the character, or if it was from the beginning, this, you know, Buster out of the four is gay. You know, that's what I want to know.
Right, right. I just read a little bit on it today. I think it was more like, I think he had planned it all along, but didn't really approach it to the studios. But he said just Kate's take on it just was spot on and everything that he was expecting for the character to be without having to blatantly say it, I think. So I think that's kind of cool.
That is cool. I think that's, I mean, it's cool because not only is it a cool choice, but it's also a whole movie that got all this backlash before it even came out just because of the fact that it's an all-female cast, you know, and it's a remake of such an iconic film, but it really did, it was one of those movies that totally got judged before it even hit the theaters. And now I think everyone is kind of rewinding a little bit and taking back what they had to say about it before, you know, before they went to see it.
Yeah, I mean, it was so silly because, like you said, I think the backlash was because of the women angle. But you have four of the five women on the planet in this thing. I mean, you got to give a little bit of a break. And it just didn't seem like they were catching a break until after it premiered.
Right. Right. And I'm also excited because I'm sure that the guest appearances in Ghostbusters are epic. I'm sure that they've got everyone in that movie just kind of running around.
That's what I hear. I hear everyone. Of course, Harold Ramis unfortunately passed away. That guy was such an amazing
right.
talent in and of himself. But yeah, supposedly they're all supposed to have a cameo, and I'd love to see who else kind of sneaks in. That's just awesome.
Well, that's funny because that's kind of like what we were talking about with Tara Reid yesterday about how basically like everyone and their daughter is in Sharknado. Just even if it's for like 1 second on the screen, they just get all these amazing actors to come in and do these cameos.
It's funny because
I'm just reading now, Scott, back to Ghostbusters, that the gay conservative troll who was harassing Leslie Jones's Twitter campaign has been banned from Twitter. Just now.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Milo Yiannopoulos, one of the most notorious conservative trolls, has been permanently banned from Twitter. Look at that.
Wow.
After he led a campaign of harassment against the Ghostbusters star.
She was getting some horrific tweets, and I don't know too much about that. What have you heard on that part?
Well, I haven't seen any of the disgusting tweets because I think she deleted them on her wall. The only thing I did read out was she said that she was going to be leaving Twitter and that she felt like she was in her own personal hell. She didn't do anything to deserve this, and she just felt that it was too much. I actually just looked up. She said, quote, "I feel like I'm in a personal hell. I didn't do anything to deserve this. It's just too much. It shouldn't be like this. So hurt right now. All this because I did a movie. You can hate the movie, but the shit I got today, ... wrong."
What were they calling her out on? Do you even know? Was it for being black in the movie?
Simply about her skin color that they shouldn't have it's the fact that she's black, and then also they're just angry. These were people who are angry about the fact that it's four female leads. So they're jumping on that bandwagon and then just throwing her color into the mix, which is, I mean, it's insane. It's insane.
Well, it's crazy. And I saw a clip the other day where she was on The View, I guess, and just teared up with emotion because Whoopi Goldberg was one of the first people of color that she saw on the air, and they're talking about how this is going to be a lot of young black girls' first time seeing an African American. Even though we're getting a lot more racial unity in Hollywood than there has been, it's still just like gay representation and everything else, the minorities are still not prevalent in all movies. So this is a chance. Talk about, like I said, Kate McKinnon being a first person seeing their gay character possibly online. You have a black strong woman online for Ghostbusters. There's such positive role models that could be behind this, and you have this kind of shit happen. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, in the wake of this whole incident, it is, you know, the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, did announce that they were going to be unraveling a whole new set of new policies on harassment just to, you know, get rid of any additional types of abusive behaviors and reporting that's going on Twitter right now. So, everything has been heard, and it's a shame that it happened to her, but it does seem that that something is being taken towards the rights on Twitter, and they're looking to improve it. So that's good.
That is a good thing. It's been asked for a while because a few celebrities and personalities on there have been getting a lot of that grief for a long time, and it's been unchecked for a very long time. So that's kind of awesome.
Right.
No.
Absolutely. So what were you saying, though, about something about Pulse?
Oh, yeah, Pulse.
Wait,
let me go to Pulse one
second,
but I want to go to Ghostbusters. I don't know if they've seen it yet because I just saw it like 2 seconds before we come on the air. But, of course, the drag queens are ahead of the curve on everything, as you know.
Oh, right, right.
In the heart of West Hollywood, right? So they have Jackie Beat, Sherry Vine, Bianca Del Rio, and Lady Red Couture parody of Ghostbusters called Tuck Busters about, of course, tucking and being a drag queen. Right? So I hope everyone will go out and see the video. It's already on YouTube. It's already making the everywhere. And of course, those drag queens, they're right on top of things, man.
Oh, but I can see it right now. So it's a whole big, you can just Google it right away and it'll come right up.
Will come right up. Yeah. Funny.
Ghostbusters parody. Oh, there's a naked picture of me. I don't know how that got up there.
Oh my goodness. What? Ooh. Wait a second. I need to get this. This show's got to be filmed some one of these days. I'm telling you this.
Absolutely.
Back to Pulse, though. I was reading, I was kind of trolling the news the last couple of days here to see what we're going to talk about. Pulse Nightclub is finally, the crime scene has been processed, and they turned over the scene back to the owners of it. And for those that didn't know, the owners are straight, but I believe it was their brother or something, or somehow it was in tribute to someone gay that they opened the club in their memory. So I'm not sure.
It was the brother.
It was the brother. Okay, that's what I thought. So anyway, it's been turned back over to the family of it. And the first night they were turned it over, they go back the very next morning, and there's already been a door kicked in, and someone went through the place. And at this point, it doesn't look like anything was stolen, but they don't know if it was someone going in to try to get souvenirs, which is so morbid I can't even give me the heebie-jeebies to think about it, or if it was maybe an erstwhile reporter that was trying to get some inside photographs that nobody else ever has. It doesn't look like anything was missing, but just to go on that hallowed ground so soon, the day after it turned back, that's just creepy to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's totally creepy. And it makes you think, what was the actual motive for going back? You know, it's not cool.
When we talked about what you were on last time, I mean, everything that's been so – that was just like a kickoff, and it seems like – I can't believe it's only been 40 days since this happened. It seems like a lifetime ago.
I know.
Because there's been so much more tragedy in the news, but it's only been 40 days that we lost 49 fellow LGBT people. That's been almost swept under the rug, definitely been swept under the rug that they were LGBT of color, of Latin descent. That hasn't been talked about whatsoever. The conversations that I was hoping would come out of this really haven't come out of this. Are people still talking about it at all, or is it just
– You know, it's not really being talked about so much, I mean, to the point of where I can notice, but I do still sense fear in the air in these kind of six blocks that run this town. You know, and it's an energy that is in all of the clubs. But, you know, like I said last time, there really is nothing that we can do anymore other than move forward and not be afraid to live our lives to the fullest that we can every single day. But I still think that since the Pulse tragedy, things have been different. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And like I said, even though it hasn't been on LGBT, we've had such back-to-back. We went from there to the killing of the two black men in Baton Rouge and in Minnesota. From there to the killing of the police in Dallas. From there, we have someone mowing down someone in Paris, 84 people. Then you have the whole Turkey debacle, which, I mean, that guy is a Democratic leader, but he's not a good guy. I don't, by any stretch of the imagination, I don't even know what's going to happen over there now to the people. I'm not pro-coup, but that guy was not a nice guy.
Right.
And then But then we go back to Baton Rouge again, and we have three policemen killed in Baton Rouge. It's been an unending stream of things. So I can understand how it's got to be. It all started with the LGBT, and I think we're afraid that it could still happen. So I can understand that feeling of that. And
it's taxing. You know, it's not an easy feeling. Fear is not an easy thing to overcome, you know, in general. So if especially being in the LGBT community here, and you know, it's gonna take a little bit. You know, it was a tragedy in all senses of the word tragedy, and there were people who live in this town who were extremely close with many people who were at the nightclub that night. So it's still gonna take a little bit. I think that it's starting to eventually simmer a little bit, but I think that it's still going to take some time.
Right. Yeah. It's not going to go away quick. And I think we do need to keep it in our forefront. We got some great activists out there. I mean, Wilson Cruz has always been so good for the Latino community and the LGBT community. I don't think he's going to let anyone forget about that. And as far as trying to make it better for our LGBT people, but just, I think you're right. I think the fear is going to hang around for just a little bit.
You know, and West Hollywood does a really, really amazing job too at protecting their community as well. It's just not saying that other, you know, cities and towns and beautiful destinations don't, but there's something about the community here in West Hollywood, and it's just very tight-knit, and everyone sort of has that kind of I've got your back attitude no matter what, you know, postal workers to GMs of bars. You know, this is not a block where color or gender or sexual orientation or who the hell you're voting for is seen. You know, it's never been, and you know, everyone is equal here. You know, it really is that. It's as simple as that, and it's hard for people to understand that, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
it's
not that hard of a concept.
And it really is a queer community. I mean, it's kind of joked about that West Hollywood is a queer, but it really is. They have
your
own councilmen.
I mean, it's 50. It's cut down the middle. I got to tell you, you know, there are just as many. It's just as many straight people as it is, you know, LGBT. And that's not an issue here. You know, there are other places in the world where it's a dividend between the two. And here it's not. It's truly just an I've got your back regardless of what you are in this town. Because I've met some of the nicest straight people I've ever met in West Hollywood, which is primarily a queer town, like you said, you know.
Right.
So it's just more of a community. I haven't felt a sense of community in anywhere that I've lived, and I've lived in a few places in quite some time. It just, you know, everyone knows each other, and everyone's got each other's backs. So I think that Halloween will be a really good staple for everyone to kind of not necessarily feel that Orlando pulse fear anymore. Halloween is not that far away, but it's not that soon. And it's also like the gays' favorite night of the year because you get to dress up, and I just kind of feel like another big, epic holiday or something like that may distract a little bit from what's been going on.
Right, and tell everyone a little. Anyone that hasn't experienced Halloween in West Hollywood, it's an experience. Talk about that for a second. What does the bar do? And talk about how Santa Monica just basically
shut
down. Oh my
God! So Halloween in West Hollywood it's an experience within itself. I mean, so what they do is they actually shut down Santa Monica Boulevard for a few blocks, maybe even like six or seven, and they open it up. Basically like a Halloween parade, you know,
right.
and it's like the three-day weekend pride in one night, you know, and the costumes, I've never seen attention to detail the way that people in this town do. I mean, the thing about West Hollywood on Halloween too is that everyone comes from all over, you know, Long Beach and the Valley and San Francisco, they all come here. So it's just everyone celebrating the coolest night of the year. Halloween is my favorite night of the year. It's my favorite holiday and my favorite day.
They turn it out. I mean, when you're talking these attention to digital costume, we're talking, these are people that live in the movie studio capital of the world. They know how to do it right, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, the prosthetics and everything that I mean, it's insane what people do for Halloween here. I would recommend it to anyone.
I love it. Well, let's take
one. And then, you know,
you
have the other gays like, you know, me, who just like put on, you know, like a pair of leggings that have skeletons on them and call it a costume and take my shirt off. You know, that's what I do for
there
Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so uncreative when it comes to that. It's horrible. What's your most creative Halloween costume you've done, you think?
My most creative Halloween costume, it wasn't that creative, but it was good. I was Chucky from Bride of Chucky once with my friend who is my bride. And I had like really long hair at the time, and I dyed it orange for the night, and I had the overalls and everything. It wasn't that creative because it's one of, you know, America's best slashers, but
right.
It was still my best Halloween costume ever. I actually think that I won a costume contest that night, which is hard to do when you're someone so popular.
That is awesome. What was your most, I'll just do this, and what was your most
probably
last minute
put together? Halloween, because it was I knew that I was working, and I knew that I couldn't be, you know, as slutty as I would like to have been. So I just put on those goddamn leggings, took my shirt off, and called it a night, and was just like, all right, whatever. I'm here. Halloween.
I think my best, I was Super Mario Brothers, because I'm a kind of a chubby guy with a beard and mustache. So Super Mario's, I killed it, I think, that one year. I was able to get a really good costume. And then one year, I was so lazy. Oh, my God, Eric. I just grabbed on a big oversized T-shirt, and I went to the dollar store, and I bought all these ugly little scrawny-ass Barbies and taped it to it and said I was a chick magnet.
Oh, my God, that's so stupid. That's so good.
I loved it. That was my most quick put together. All right, well, let's take one last break, and then we're going to come back. Oh, you're going to a really cool premiere. I want to talk about that when we get back.
Let's
on TV. So we got lots of fun stuff to talk about for our very last segment here. Let's go ahead and go to another good friend of the cart, Levi Christ, so talented. We're going to play a little song of his, So Much Better. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox, and we have the fantastic Eric Restivo standing on my soapbox with me today. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Take an afternoon drive. I've been working too hard. I wanna leave it all behind me. Pushing and pulling, yeah, the world keeps spinning around and around. But I go with the flow. Nobody gonna get me down. See, I tell you a secret by the way that love. Just cosmological ecstasy getting hold of me. Your body unwind. You see, you got everything you want. You just gotta open up your eyes. Sing it. Holding on to something when there's nothing that you can do to change it. Just let it go with the flow. Get about your business doing you. Oh, oh, oh. Say, I tell you a little secret how to make it on me. Oh, it's a super sexy conscious cosmological ecstasy. Get it hold of me. It's a super sexy conscious cosmological ecstasy. Get a hold of me. Baby, love. good to let it go. Oh, it feels good to let it go. Oh, 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 oh.
What did he say? What did he say?
All righty, we are back. That is Levi Christ with So Much Better. You are listening to Standing on My Soapbox. We are with the fantastic Eric Restivo in West Hollywood. If you guys want to call in, this is our last segment. We got about 15 minutes left. Give us a call, 347-989-0126. This is your show, too, to talk about anything you want to talk about. But look, Eric's got a lot of exciting stuff going on. You're going to a pretty killer premiere tomorrow night. Tell everyone all
about
it.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I don't even know if I can talk about this, but I will because I love you. But, yes, me and Alexander were invited to the – absolutely fabulous premiere in LA tomorrow night.
Oh my God.
We are going. I just got chills up and down my body from saying it out loud. It was the first time I said it out loud. it's kind of funny because you know me and Alexander. We're kind of like the modern day Patsy and Eddie.
Heck yeah.
Ourselves. So imagine now being in a theater filled with people who also believe to be Patsy and Eddie. It's just going to be crazy. I'm totally excited. And if one of them shows up, Joanna or Jennifer, I'm going to lose my mind. And I don't fangirl out a lot. I mean, I meet a lot of cool people, you know, and I'm always just kind of grateful for it and gracious for the experience and humbled by them. But I will not be humbled. I will lose my mind at the two of them and totally fangirl out. Like,
have you been watching
apologize
the show a long time?
For it.
Are you a longtime fan of the show?
You know what? I'm not a longtime fan of the show, but I've only been watching the show for about 3 years. But in that 3 years, I've watched it quite a bit. Like, I wasn't watching it from the beginning on BBC when it first came out. You know, I think I was probably too young. But I guess I was a later bloomer to the show. But that doesn't make me any less passionate about it.
No, not at all. That's awesome.
And I'm only not a long viewer of the show because I'm only 28 and I wasn't alive.
There you go. You can only do what you can only do, right?
I can
Jeez.
Only do what I can only do. I was a baby.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we're so excited about it. And we will definitely hope. Maybe I'll come back next week and give you a little update on it.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. I'd love to hear all about it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And
are you
going
to get out to see it?
I'm going to see it. I got to see that movie. I think I'm the same way. I didn't see it from the very beginning, but I think I think it was my third term of gay studies where I had to take it, I think.
third
term of gay studies,
term.
I had to take
Perfect.
AbFab 101, and I was hooked.
I love that.
I was hooked right away, and they are just amazing. We were talking off. Can't believe they're a little older now, and they're still doing this and rocking it out.
Well, I mean, it's kind of funny because Patsy's joke the whole series is that she's 42. Like she is constantly just saying, I'm 42, I'm 42, I'm 42. And then there was one episode where she her bone density was really, really low, and she had to go to the hospital. And even when she was in an unconscious state and the doctor was reading off her information for age, she woke up from an unconscious state and said, I'm 42, and then went back to sleep.
I love them so much. You're going to have a blast. And then speaking of really popular thing, you happen to be friends with someone who is just making a name for himself on TV right now. Talk about America's Got Talent.
Sure, I do. And I did not tell him I was going to talk about him. So if you're listening, Brian, here's your own little shameless plug. One of my great friends, Brian Crum, is on America's Got Talent this season. And just last night, he made it through to the live tapings of the show, which if anyone knows the show, that's huge. You know, only so many people make it to the actual live tapings of the show. And now it is going to be in the hands of the viewers, you know, which is incredibly exciting. He has no idea what will happen. We have no idea what will happen. That's the beauty of this show, is that America's Got Talent is kind of like one of the best reality television shows you'll ever see, because the filming is so, like, the week before. You know, it's all right here, right now, happening. And so it really is being played out right in front of you. He is on the show for singing. Last night he sang a rendition of Radiohead's Creep, which absolutely like tore the entire audience apart to the point where nobody even like could clap for maybe 10 seconds after he finished singing, which is a long time.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's the first time I think I have not heard a pin drop for an entire song. Usually there's little crescendos where people are going to start applauding. There was
he did amazing. I actually haven't watched the full episode of him last night. Someone just sent me the clip. It actually might have been him who sent me it, because he knows that I have a slight obsession with that song. It's one of my karaoke songs. And the kid has always been incredibly talented. I've watched him kind of grow, and it's in the short amount of time that we've kind of been speaking again, it's just really cool to see a star being born in front of you, you know.
Very soulful, very, like I said, I don't watch that show. It's not one of my shows that I watch, but I have a friend that's obsessed with it, and he sent me all the episodes and everything. And I guess he, from what I see, he is just so packed so much emotion into the two songs he's chosen so far that, he's going
to
go far.
He truly loves, and, you know, not to be speaking for him, hopefully I can get him on your show to speak for himself, but he really does love what he does, you know, and he wants to make everyone aware of how much he loves what he does. And he will often say, it's all I can do. And it's nice to see it finally pay off for him. He's a good guy, and he deserves all the greatness in the world. And if you want to continue following him, I would definitely tune into America's Got Talent. You haven't missed much with Brian, but if you haven't seen yet, go to YouTube, check out his performances. They're amazing. Check out his past performances. He's done a bunch of Broadway and off-Broadway shows in New York City. He's fabulous, and I'm totally Team Brian. So if you're listening, Mr. Crumb, I love you, and we are rooting for you.
There you go. Yes, we are. Go Team
Crumb. We are.
I love that. That is so cool. Yeah, I just, like I said, I don't know watch the show, but I have my little friends out there. Whenever an LGBT person comes on the air, some antenna go up, and it's like a little band of thieves that go around everywhere on the internet. You find out really quick.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Well, I can't believe we're coming to the end of a show already.
I can't believe it's been an hour already. That was nuts.
It's crazy. It goes so fast.
I only had a half a glass of wine.
Is that all? Oh, my goodness.
That's it. I have to work later tonight.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, not only are you a fantastic singer and a fantastic actor in your own right, you also manage Flaming Saddles, hugely successful. It started in New York and came to West Hollywood and just took the place by storm. What's going on there tonight?
So tonight we have a party called Stripper Circus. It's a it's a promotional night that we do. Basically, it's kind of like a circus in a bar. So we have three different games set up, and we have a prize wheel, you know, and it's we have six go-go dancers. We have these four Russian guys who kind of traveled in this troupe, and they do this insane stripper pole routine, We have a tire swing. Tonight is a very exciting night.
Wow, you had me at stripper, my friend.
Yes, stripper pole is fully installed and very sturdy.
That is exciting. All righty. Well, you know,
a little
what?
Bit of a
it's
dirty bird
so...
night. So if you're feeling a little dirtier tonight, it's a little bit of kind of like a dark bar kind of feel tonight. So come on out. We'll all be here.
I love it. Well, tell my friends where they can follow you, because you have that. Like I said, we got to see what's happening. Maybe you'll get some inside shots of something, because you do have some great pictures of different things. Tell them where they can follow
you
on social media.
That was definitely Scott asking me to get pictures for everyone listening, just so you guys know.
Hint, hint.
Which I will get many of. I'm very good at taking undercover shots, as you know, with my segment on Alexander's show, Blackout. So
exactly.
I will definitely get some pictures.
Awesome. And where can they follow you on social media, my friend?
Everyone can follow me. It's just on Facebook and Twitter. It's just my name, Eric Restivo. And then on Instagram, it's at the real Eric Restivo. Someone took my pictures once, so I had to add a little the real in front of my name on my handle.
How rude they are.
So rude.
And if
so rude.
They want to check on the bar and see what's happening to the bar has a website?
The bar does. So just go to our theflamingsaddles.com, and then you can navigate from there whether you want to check out the New York City location or the L.A. location. And then you will soon be able to check out the Las Vegas location, which we will talk about next time I am here.
Oh, my goodness. We're getting so much little tidbits from you, my friend. You're going to be keeping me in suspense for days. It's
Isn't
horrible.
That the point? Isn't that the point?
I guess so. This is talking about in the news. So you are in the news, my friend.
Perfect.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it. Guys, don't feel shy about calling in next week. Please give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking about. We'll have another co-host, and we may get a special live report out of LA from our good friend Eric here. We're going to finish the show. Stay on the line for me, Eric. We're going to finish the show a little mildly medicated. This is called Leave This One Behind. Eric, thanks for being on the show tonight, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Scott. I always have so much fun. I can't wait to be back. Thank you.
You are welcome anytime. Guys, we will see you next week. If it's Wednesday at 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time, come stand on my soapbox with me. Let's talk and rant about what's going on for the week. This is Mildly Medicaid with Leave This One Behind. We'll talk to you next week.